solution to having a bad day is to turn things around and have a good day. And that's what we invite you to do. Another hour of conversation, learning, information, a little bit of fun. Thanks to Roberta Fasanelli being here and Jennifer Horn. Richie will join us. Also joining us is Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's a well-known chiropractor, does a lot of radio and television, answering questions from people about his practice of chiropractic, a special kind of chiropractic. It's called NUCCA, N-U-C-C-A. But he is one who's concerned with the truth. We all are concerned with the truth. We see it differently. The truth is one of those things that's hard to find. Facts are one thing. The truth is something else. And they aren't necessarily on the same page, if you will. I was reading, Jack, I told you a couple of things. I read, I'm one who doesn't have time to read books as much as I would like to. I find myself spending whatever time I have to read, reading magazines, newspapers, stuff online. And I came across two things that I thought were very interesting. One of them from The New Yorker, the other one from The Atlantic magazine. So you get an idea of what my tastes are. I have eclectic. I have interest in reading stuff. I look at Newsmax. I look at Mother Jones. I read stuff from the Libertarian Party because I think you need to know what everybody is sort of thinking. And that is true of my desire to know about what's going on in the world of medicine and health-related items, because I think that's what makes many of us tick. We don't understand our bodies. We don't understand how things work. And so people are always thrashing around trying to find stuff. I was at Mass General Hospital yesterday. Maybe I'll tell this story quickly first and then deal with what people are finding out more and more about modern medicine such as it is. I have told the story on the air, and I made reference to this a couple of times, about having a test last winter at a company called Seriscan out in Denver. The fellows that run it are friends of mine, and I thought it made great conversation. So just as a lark, I went through the process of having my brain examined. And in the course of having my brain examined, things were found that weren't particularly pleasant for me, nor did it look, at least immediately, like I was long for a healthy 150-year life. In fact, what they told me on reading this scan was that I would probably develop early stage dementia in the next 10 years. So you can imagine how somebody hearing that would react to it. And no matter what your stripes are, you hear something like that, and you think, good God, what's... And I was obsessed on it for 2 weeks. Jack knows because I consulted with him. I consulted with Ken Kronhaus, and I consulted with some other people that I know. And what happened as a result of that was a whole different sort of measured approach to not only the information, but to the conclusions that came from this work. Jack was the first to say, throw it on the shelf and forget it. I didn't do that, but I've tempered because I think this is one of those teachable moments that Oprah always talks about. One of the things that you can, my job on the radio is to tell you stories and have them relatable. Certainly there are a lot of people out there who have folks in their family who have dementia and Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, other diseases of the brain that we don't know a whole lot about. So I go, okay, we'll do some more digging around. And I have found since digging around that it isn't at all what it appears to be. And so with further explanation and information, I'm putting together a whole different picture for me and for those who want the information as to how to deal with this. First of all, yesterday I spent much of the day at Mass General Hospital. Through Ken's efforts, Jack, I found probably the number one guy in our country, and certainly one of the top three or four in the world that studies dementia, Alzheimer's, and the related things that have to do with the neurology of the brain. So I was very fortunate to find this guy, and we struck up a wonderful friendship immediately, and I spent almost 2 hours with this guy. And what I learned was that what seems, it's kind of back to the truth, what's fact and the truth are not necessarily one and the same. And so he looked at the results of the test that you looked at, Jack, mm-hmm. and he looked at some other things that he administered to me and found a different interpretation of what this scan indicates.
All right.
And so we're going to do some more testing, but it is by no means a death sentence and by no means the end of the line and by no means is it anywhere near as bad as it seemed when first blush. You know, you hear these things, my God, you think, good God, what's going to happen? And so as I listen to him, as much as I don't like industrial commercial medicine, what I'm looking at the tools that they, you, all of the people involved in medicine, have at their disposal. And during the course of the conversation, I called up Ken to have him talk to the doctor and find out what it was that he was really, what he is thinking about the tests. And the first thing he said was that they aren't really conclusive because you can do this or that and it depends on who reads them. There's all kinds of that stuff.
Precisely.
So then you told me that first. So it brings me around to these articles that are in the New Yorker and the Atlantic magazine about what is wrong with science. Science is imperfect. Ken and I have this conversation all the time. And in fact, I think he was the one who sent me the thing that I read from the New Yorker about what it is that we believe and where the information comes from and what is fact versus what is truth. Truth, it's like going to court. The lawyers will tell you it's not about the truth. It's about who wins. It's about establishing either credibility or incredibility. And we all know that the scientific method disproves itself all the time. Where would we be without science? We'd be in a hole. Where are we with science? We have lots of questions.
And yet that same scientific method applied from this laboratory over here as opposed to that laboratory over there can come up with contradictory information.
Yep. So and you don't know what to do or what to think. It's very frustrating.
If I can give you a couple of constructs to work from,
yeah,
it might help because it seems to help a lot of my patients. And it's simply this. The number one cause of the problems that we're having in America today, health-wise, outside of trauma, car accidents and such,
yeah,
is malnutrition.
Yeah, food.
And malnutrition has just exploded over the last 50, 60 years with all of the kinds of packaging of food and shelf life
yep.
that we have obtained in exchange for actual, healthy, nutrient-dense food sitting on the dinner table.
You saw a report yesterday that suggested that if you have a hot dog a day, it would be more damaging to your system than smoking cigarettes. I don't know that I really believe
what,
that.
What could Doug be missing, though, Jack? What are some of the nutrients that are key in developing our brain health?
Well, essential fatty acids for number one.
Mm-hmm.
The brain is almost 80% fat. You know, there's some protein in there, and there's the glial cells that hold everything. That's the glue of the system. But all the lining of the white matter, the myelin sheath, is fat. The myelin sheath that wraps all of the nerves outside of the brain that goes throughout the body is fat. And as a result, when we do not get the kind of proper fats in our body that we need, everything is going to suffer from it. Now, your body will beg, borrow, and steal and do everything it can to keep the blood clean. Anytime something shows up in the blood, it's been there a long time. And it will rob organs. It will rob the extra tissue throughout the body wherever it can to get the nutrients to keep the most important organs alive, the heart and the brain and the liver. And if we do not get the right kind of fats and too many of the wrong kind of fats, then those organs begin to suffer, especially the nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the kind of fats I'm talking about, the essential fatty acid, you're going to find it in flaxseed oil. You're going to find it in evening primrose oil. You're going to find it in fish oils. But you also find it in other kinds of animal flesh, the fat that exists in animal flesh. All of the essential fatty acids required by the human body occur in animal flesh. The one food that has always been on the planet, even when there has been massive droughts, massive starvations, or whatever else, there's always been animals here for mankind to survive on until whatever natural cataclysm has passed and life has returned to normal. But what we have done is we've exchanged that for all of these fried foods and all these prepared foods and all these hydrogenated fat foods in order to try to get some 6 to 8 month shelf life from the food manufacturer to the grocery store to your pantry at home. And in exchange for that and all the delicious little chemicals they put in there to make this stuff, make our brain think it tastes good, we have sacrificed our health for that. Now, Doug has had some falls and some spills, which is provable on the x-rays that I've taken of him. But when you bring all of this information together, one underlying factor and an underlying current that I always consider in all of my patients when we're trying to find out what's going on is I need to know what they're eating and what they're not eating and what we need to do to supplement to make up for the difference. So when I saw that Sarah scan, here, and that's one aspect of it. The other aspect of it is this. Science, technology, in the sense of being able to image the body inside and out, has expanded faster than our ability to understand what we're looking at.
Yeah, very frustrating.
Yeah, and so you're going to have one school of thought here and another school of thought over there trying to interpret this kind of information. When it still comes back to the good old diagnosis of the good old country doctor 100 years ago, let me see your eyes, let me see your skin, let me see your hair, let me see your nails. You know, let me see the outward expression on your body as to what kind of nutritive level that you exist at. And it still comes down to that because there's so many conditions I deal with my patients that by being able to change what they're eating and to supplement to rebuild the damaged tissue from the malnutrition, but we have people off of their diabetes drugs in less than 2 weeks' time. We have people who change their entire heart profile within 30 days' time just by going after the nutritional deficiencies they've been suffering from.
Isn't that amazing how we're led down this path? It really is. And the thing that we are told, doctors here, if you look at what goes on, the fact that medicine today feels like it's triumphant when it beats down infectious diseases, that sort of thing, chronic diseases, heart disease, good example, and cancer and diabetes and Alzheimer's. But were we to prevent these things, and we can do that, it doesn't work in the medical community as it's established here, but the so-called New Age of Medicine that's referred to in this Atlantic magazine article, it does bring us around to prevention, which is what you're really, I mean, your business is to help people who have done damage to themselves, but if we think more about prevention, we'll be far better off when it comes to medicine.
Check out
Jack's website is jackstockwell.com. 20 past the hour.
I need a three-phase cooling tower motor to stay in business. Business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
If we take good care of our customers, they'll take good care of us. Business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safe-All natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special. Or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts.
Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
On the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Richie went to the concert last night and he heard them reeling through the years of their music.
That's right, they
did. Actually, not too bad, actually. This is a pretty good example of their guitar work and the music ability. Who was it that woke up at 2:34 in the morning who had this running through his or her brain in order to make it come out like it sounds? Listen to this.
You're everlasting summer, you can see it fading fast. So you grab a piece of something that you think is gonna last. Well, you wouldn't even know a diamond if you held it in your hand. The things you think are precious, I can't understand.
Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the G's? Have you had enough of mine?
There are about three or four hits. I don't know what else they sing. There's three or four hits, and then what? What happens after that, Richie?
There's way more than three or four, brother.
Tell me what the hits
are. Really?
Yeah.
You remember Hey 19, don't you?
Yeah, that's what this is.
Way back when in 67.
So I've had three so far, right?
Yeah.
So far, I recognize one.
Those all those three are recognizable. All right. Here's number four.
Oh, I recognize this. Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah. Number five.
know this one.
See, and you remember all of these.
I said four, right? I said four. So already Richie's happy because he proved me wrong. Already we've gotten to five. Why don't you put us out of our misery and keep going? What's the next one after this?
I don't think there is one.
I think we've hit it.
Nah, I think we've I'm just trying to get to it here.
Yeah.
Jennifer might not remember this one.
This is not a bona fide hit. This is not a chart topic.
It's not. No. Kid Charlemagne.
Nope. All the music played, you walk by. All right, what else you got? Go to San
Francisco. Did I already do Peg?
Yes.
Yes. Nice try, repeater.
All right. Yeah. I think we've hit the wall.
Hold on. No. I got it right here. Hold on.
No. Well.
Oh, are you kidding?
Kind of, yeah.
Stop it. Don't even go there with this.
This is kind of.
Josie?
What is this?
This is kind of. This isn't big, big Super Smash. This one isn't either, but there's some value to it. You're not going to sell me on this one. All right, but that's okay, Richie. You had a good time, and that's what's important. Coming up next.
Did I do it again?
Yeah.
You do.
How do you spend your lunch hour? That's next on Good Day.
Oh, so many answers.
It's the freshest, healthiest version of your skin. Come to Clinique at Macy's and see how three simple steps help your skin look and feel great. Cleanse to purify. Exfoliate so fresh skin surfaces. Moisturize to a healthy glow. It's Clinique's famous three-step skincare system. Right now, buy any step and receive free 10-day supplies to complete your customized three-step system. Say yes to great skin. Now at Clinique at Macy's. One set to a client, please, while supplies last.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I never really thought I needed to wear one, but thank God I wore it anyway.
My daughter insisted that I wear it. As it turns out, I'm really glad she did.
I am so glad I was wearing this.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But living alone comes with risk. What if you suddenly became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to your residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day.
This little pendant was a lifesaver.
For a free brochure, call 1-800-832-1177. That's 1-800-832-1177. Act now and receive a smoke detector with free 24-hour money.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added two 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Can I delete the 42 emails about our next conference call, or is there actually anything important in them?
Yes,
sir. Yeah, we are going to have it. It doesn't seem. Because you're
line.
Gone and Jennifer's gone. Yeah.
And then the next week I'm gone. I'm in the Grand Canyon.
It's a good thing Doug Steffens here for the Doug Steffens.
Good thing you're here, Dougie.
Good day program. It's summertime.
We have to talk about that. We have to talk about my trip.
Why?
Well, we do in that.
It's so awesome.
We do in that Jennifer will be in Canada, I will be at the beach, and you will be at the Grand Canyon. Yeah, that's a little bit of an issue.
And I'll be here on the farm talking to the vast millions who are trying to get somewhere.
That miss us.
Make their day.
Yeah,
exactly. You are in a strong belief pattern, hopefully, today, the first day of Mercury going retrograde.
That's why I'm leaving next week.
23 days or so, Mercury's in retrograde. Do you know what that's all about? How many people understand what retrograde? This is oftentimes not a good thing. We ought to actually ask Michael McMaster about this, or maybe Uri or somebody. Mercury goes what appears to be in a backwards cycle three times a year. When it happens, usually communications get fouled up, transportation, electronics, breakdowns, that kind of stuff. I know I try never to travel when Mercury is in retrograde because nothing seems to work well. It's not a good time to sign contracts. Not a break.
That's why you sent us out, because we're all traveling Mercury's in retrograde.
Make no big decisions during the next, like, 3 weeks.
But, however, there's a good part to this.
Okay.
During Mercury retrograde, the normal flow of activity can be interrupted to make room for a breakthrough of some sort. I believe that the next few weeks, starting with the new moon, and this came about, Richie, we were talking earlier about shamanism and what it's about and how some of the philosophies there apply to our basic development, what we can learn from the shamans, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, at any rate, I was talking about the new moon and how there's a power in this new moon, supposedly, according from any number of three or four sites that I have read, especially when it comes to monetary rewards.
Why is that?
I don't know. I've never understood why. I just know what. And I don't know if it's important to find out why. I suppose we could look into it.
Hey, what the heck? Why not good vibes, huh?
Yeah. Well, I think that this is, if you're looking for...
If a dog walks up to me and tells me I'm going to be a millionaire next year, you think I'm going to tell him he's crazy?
A dog, if he does that, you're all set then, Rishi.
If a dog is talking and tells me I'm going
to
be a millionaire,
I make sure I hold on to that dog and bring it around.
So I don't care whether it's the new moon, it's the shamans, it's the dog down the street, whatever. Yeah. Somebody brings good news, I'm taking it, brother.
Yeah. So anyway, the bottom line is during Mercury retrograde, it's a good time to pay attention to what you're thinking, to your intuition, to things that could be gateways to opportunities, rewards, gifts, if you will. And that sort of brings us around to the discussion of shamanism and how important August is this year. Not a typical Mercury in retrograde, Richie. That's the good news.
Oh, really?
No, this is not the typical. Everything is horrible. There are a lot of things that are sort of coming together to make room for this sort of pushing out. It's kind of like, if I can use the analogy, I remember the plow that we had on the tractor when I was a kid. Most of the plows today are plow snow. They are straight. They're just straight plows you can angle, push the snow in one direction or another. The plows we had when I was a kid on the farm were V plows.
Right.
So there's a point in the snow.
Yeah, you still see those around.
You push. Yeah, you see them once in a while. Right? So that's sort of what this time is, using that as an analogy. It is a good time to think about, all right, how am I going to push all of this stuff that's there out of the way to make room for a breakthrough, for something that's really good, really exciting, really new. I think the country is about to do this. I think it may be worldwide. I think there's going to be another upheaval. I've now got my psychic hat on, or if you will. I think in the next couple of weeks there's going to be another country that does what they did in Egypt and have been trying to do in other places in the Midwest. I think
what makes you think that?
Middle East.
In the Midwest.
Ohio is going to secede.
Yeah. Ohio is going down.
Ohio's
going
to rise up.
Yeah, right. And so is, Indiana and Illinois and Iowa. It's going to be over and done with. It's all going to be finished. Over. It probably isn't, but it's a good time to think about options, opportunities, and thus the focus on shamanism. You'll either be feeling like $1 million, you'll feel like you're on the right track. The full moon, we're in the second day, I think, of the new moon. Full moon is on August 13th. So this week, what do? You take stock of how you've been living. Are you telling the truth? Are you being compassionate? Are you making plans to move yourself, your family? This is sort of the stuff we've been talking about with regard to the e-food. Every once in a while we have these conversations. There appears to be a discussion that although we see the contemporary benefits of the e-food that is around right now as a result of the shuttle program and the astronauts going into outer space and needing this kind of food, but now it's being commercially produced organically, naturally, and we have it for you free samples at DougStefan.com. If you go to the friends section, you can see the gold box there. Richie's gone. Roberta, I think everybody on the staff has gone in there.
I'm all over this.
Checking this out.
I'm all over this like white on rice, brother.
Right. So, for those who are able to, in some way, shape, or form, focus on the future without it being full of fear, but there's a reality to this, and food is important, and this is something that you ought to check out. I think that's part of what we're doing to prepare for the future, and that's what this month of August is going to be all about. Does that make all sense to everybody? Make sense?
I got you.
Okay. All right. Now, speaking of things that we're doing, I've asked you to tell us, and we're going to take some calls on this right now and check out what our Facebook responses are, 800-510-8255. If we go to the video of the day, there's audio with this, Richie, which I'd like you to play for us now. Gary is the focus of the video. He's a New York City construction worker, Roberta, and he has a very interesting way, an unusual way, unique way of spending his lunch hour time. Here's the audio from that video at DougStefan.com.
Summer long, we sang a song, and then we strolled that golden sand.
Watch
to
this.
Sweetheart.
I'm going to it now.
And the summer wind. Life painted tight. Those days and nights, they went flying by. The world was new beneath the blue umbrella sky. Softer than.
We're not playing this because we want to listen to a guy do a bad version of a Frank Sinatra song.
So at the construction site, he sets up a microphone and a small speaker and sings Sinatra tunes.
Yeah.
Still dressed up in his construction gear.
Outfit. Right. All right. So our poll today is
good voice for a little setup.
Not bad. Yeah, it's not bad. Maybe you should be on America's Got Talent. It may have more than most of the people that you see there. The poll today, what do you do on your lunch hour? A, run errands. B, check email. C, play games. D, eat lunch. E, some or all of the above. F, I don't get a lunch hour. This doesn't enter into my world. People who work in an office. Jennifer, you're in an office.
I am.
You have a lot of, most of the time, you go to lunch with clients, right?
Not most of the time. I try to get rid of that now. But, yeah, I do either. If I go out to lunch, it's always with a client or somebody coming to get me or see me. But I don't really take a lunch hour. It's horrible. But I usually eat at my desk because I'm in there for such a short amount of time. Well, you know, that I need to get as much as I can done.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So it doesn't apply. Richie, you don't really have a lunch hour either, per se.
Yeah, I actually do.
Oh, you do?
You're good. You actually take one.
Yeah. Mike and I'm the director of operations here. Mike is the COO. And every single day, not every single day, most days.
The only thing Mike is good for is he has a hot wife. That's it.
Whatever. Pretty much my thoughts, too. But we need to get out. You need to get out after, you know, I've been here since 6 in the morning, most mornings.
Right. And so taking an early lunch today after a late arrival.
And, you know, by the time you go through 4 or 5 hours of just beating your head up against the wall, you know, dealing with just things, you need to get out for a little bit. Even if we only go out for 30 minutes, which is usually what it is, 30, 40 minutes. Sit down. We still chat about business. We just don't do it in the office. And it's just a great way just to kind of break up your day, because otherwise you're staring at your office walls. You're on the phone. You're on the email. You're, you know, dealing with the employees. You're dealing with the shows, the situations, whatever it is. You need to get out for a couple of minutes.
Yep. All right. Let's see, Roberta, you don't have an official sort of lunch either in your world,
no,
I'm guessing.
No, I don't have an official lunch hour. Because when you work for yourself, you can pretty much, you know, take lunch whenever you want or not take lunch.
So what about the people on the farm, Doug? I mean, like, what does Edgar do, for example?
Edgar doesn't have lunch. Edgar just works, and he'll have some cookies and snacks. He has some whole grain stuff. I give him bags of pistachios all the time. That's what he does. He eats as he's
just kind of just kind of nibbles while
some of the,
grazes.
For example, the milkers, they start at 4 in the morning and they just finished milking. They just came in here now a few minutes ago, so it's what 9:15. So they're finished until about 4:30 this afternoon. So they don't, you know, that's not a problem with them. Many of the guys who are on the farm, there are two guys who actually bring their lunch and sit down and eat it for 15 to 20 minutes. They have take longer if I'm not around, but if I'm around, they finish fast and they're back to whatever it is that they're working on. But there's not much of that here either. So I wonder about people who work in a car dealership, for example, or people that work in an office.
I can tell you about the people who work in a car dealership.
Yeah, what do they do?
One person usually will get appointed to go out and bring stuff back. But, you know, it's interesting, like our little bald-headed Michael Fortier over here, Mr. Personality.
Yeah.
He gets in here at 5 a.m., starts your show until 10 a.m., and then starts the G. Gordon Liddy show and until 1 p.m., and then goes home.
He doesn't have a lunch.
So he doesn't get a lunch hour.
Yeah. Right. But he doesn't deserve one. Eh?
He doesn't need one. But, you know, I mean, I watch the people here. You know, some people, most of the people who will eat their lunch at their desk.
Do you prefer that, or do you like when they actually get up and go?
I whatever they want to do, I don't care. If they want to go out, if they need to get out, that's fine. I don't care. You know, as long as they're not gone for an hour and a half or something like that. And I don't have anybody that abuses it. Everybody's really pretty good about it.
Mm. All right, so that's the question. Jennifer, you have posted that on Facebook. What are some of the interesting responses as to what your followers, our followers, are doing for a lunch?
Well, my friend Frank says three martinis is how he spends
the three martinis.
That's what Liddy always teases when Mike and I walk out the door. He goes, ah, there they go for their three martini lunch.
Yeah, see? Davinia says, check email and eat lunch. Tom says, lunch hour? Ha, ha, ha. What's that? Julie says, what's that? I'm an innkeeper and only do breakfast. Marcia says, depends. Walking around the building, lunching with friends, getting out of the office and relieving stress. Definitely getting out, though. Kevin says, watching my 401k go into free fall. Huh. Pretty sad. Chad says he takes a nap. John says he watches the heroin dealers that hang out on the corner. Sounds like fun. Eric says who the H-E double hockey sticks gets an hour. And Melanie says she hides for lunch.
Hides for lunch.
Yes.
There you go. All right, so tell us what you do. The poll at DougStephan.com. Yesterday's poll, what do you think about doing the wave at sporting events? See, 56% said it was okay once in a while, but some people get carried away with trying to do it over and over again. 21% of you said it's annoying. I came to watch the game, not play crowd games. 13% of you said I love it. Sometimes it's better than the game. 10% said it's distracting and disrespectful to the players, showing that you'd rather do that than pay attention to them and the game. All right, so that's a pretty good representative sampling. Lots of poll questions and good input. Speaking of input, 60 seconds from now, Dr. Ken Kronhaus joins us with his daily dose of important medical information here on Good Day.
Website downtime is trouble for leading online businesses like Amazon, eBay, and Google. They figured out a way to ensure uptime, but at a cost most companies cannot afford. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Load Balancer provides continuous availability and peak performance across multiple websites while preventing network intrusions. Don't risk downtime. Visit Barracuda.com/uptime to try the Barracuda Load Balancer free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/uptime.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the custom fit orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Same versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
12 before the hour, Dr. Ken, brought to you by AlloCure, immediate digestive relief. To try it now, call 855-TRY-ALLOCURE. That's 855-879-2873 for a special offer. You are enjoying talking about this because it's a new way of dealing with an old problem, Ken.
It's an all-natural solution, Doug, that calms the stomach acid. It allows your body to heal itself. It's the number one aloe-based supplement for balancing stomach acid. If you have stomach reflux, try this before you go to the medication.
All right, so it's good stuff. Dr. Ken has tried it. I've tried it. AlloCure is what it's called. To order, call 855 Try AlloCure. That's 855-879-2873. Get that special offer. Mention Dr. Ken's name. Salmonella back in the news. Again, improperly handling food. That's always what causes this, Ken.
Well, in the last several months, 26 states have reported an outbreak of antibiotic-resistant salmonella bacteria, Doug. It's believed to be linked to eating contaminated ground turkey. It sickened 77 people, and it's resulted in one known death.
Yeah. The turkey gets the salmonella. The turkey isn't sick when it's butchered. It's left in impure conditions or inadequate conditions.
They're
right?
Still looking for the source of the contamination, but they have yet to identify it. They think it's a single production facility that's involved.
Quick news on insurers covering birth control.
More to follow over the weekend. The government has required our insurers to cover birth control with no copay. This is going to increase the price of insurance for all of us. Is this what we want?
Is this when you're saying everybody that wants it has to be given birth control?
It's part of health insurance per the Health and Human Services and the administration.
Welcome to socialized medicine and socialized America.
The cost for everybody.
51 after.
Up OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
Yes, you do.
Keep busting.
You know, Prince. This is Bat Dance.
Awesome.
From the Batman movie. It was out during this week in 1989. What Batman movie would that be, Chucker?
That would be Tim Burton's Batman, which Michael Keaton thought was Bruce Wayne's Batman.
Ah, got it. All right, why didn't he get, who's his favorite, Johnny Depp? How would Johnny Depp do as Batman?
Nah, I would pass. Not good.
Nah, it wouldn't be good. All right,
you know,
so
as much as I love Michael Keaton as Batman, I think Christian Bale is the definitive Batman.
Yeah, I do.
Val Kilmer was so hot, though.
Val Kilmer was good. Michael Keaton was great. But, yeah, Christian Bale knocks it out of the park.
So is there another Batman in the works?
Yeah, they're filming in right now. And believe it or not, Pittsburgh's being used as a Gotham City. It'll be out there next summer. It's called the Dark Knight Rises.
Really? And it's, Christian Bale's in it, yeah?
Yes. Christian Bale, Michael Caine back as Alfred. Anne Hathaway's going to play Catwoman.
All right.
Ooh, yeah.
An actor named Tom Hardy, who's a very intense actor who's in Inception, is going to play one of the villains, Bane, who I believe will break Batman's back in this installment.
Oh, great.
Yes.
All right. Bat Dance. Anyway, that's Prince from the 1989 version of Batman. 55 past the hour. Let us see if we can do as well today with our contest as we did yesterday. With very interesting movie. And this one is as well. I'm not that close to this movie. I'll be interested to hear how long it takes you to pick up on what it is. I will give you this hint. It was the number one movie during this week in 1985.
All right, I should know.
It may help. 800-510-8255. Prize goes some of our e-food to the person that gets in first with the right answer who's never won before. On Movie Moments, let us listen to the first audio.
You know, there's going to be sex, drugs, rock and roll.
Got it.
Chips, dips, chains, whips. You know, your basic high school orgy type of thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Chucker, you got it?
I got it, yep.
800-510-8255. Jennifer and Roberta are out to lunch.
I don't. It
They're taking
familiar.
Their lunch early. Okay. Mm-hmm. Here's the next clue.
By the way, why are we wearing bras on our heads?
Ceremonial.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah.
All right. Last attempt here to get you into the mode of thinking about what this movie is.
So, What would you little maniacs like to do first?
So many clues here, but I'm going to give you a fun one. Oingo, boingo.
Boingo. Oingo, boingo. All right, so what is it? 800-510-8255. We're overwhelmed by people in their knowledge of movies. Chucker is one of those people, by the way. He has overwhelming knowledge. If you go to his blog, Entertainment Today and Beyond, which you can use that as there. Actually, the easiest thing to do is go to DougStefan.com. The contributors box, Chucker's right there. Click on that, and it goes to his blog. You learn a lot about what's going on in the world of movies from him and his expertise. All right, what's going on, Chucker? Prove that I'm right.
Okay, Doug, filming begins January 3rd on the new John Gotti movie. John Travolta will star as John Gotti, and Barry Levinson, the director of Rain Man, will helm the project. Now, listen to this story. Joe Pesci has a role in the film, and he's currently suing producers because they changed his part from one character to another. The problem for him is he gained 30 pounds to play one role, and now they told him to play another. And his salary will go from $3 million to $1 million. So he's not very happy about that. What a working relationship that's going to be.
Yeah.
Other news, Alexandra Aja, the director of the Hills Have Eyes remake in Piranha, offered the job to direct the remake of Stephen King's Pet Cemetery. The guy's a pretty good genre director. I don't know if he needs a remake of that film, but he's a good choice for that project. And Universal Pictures will re-release the very popular Al Pacino gangster film Scarface Wednesday, August 31st, on 500 screens for one night only. Why? Because the Blu-ray comes out on September 6th. It's going to be shown in high-definition digital projection, and I think it'll create an interest. That's a very, very popular movie.
I see you being at that showing.
I might go. Actually, I do.
Yeah.
I might go.
Speaking of Al Pacino, he replaced De Niro in that movie Son of No One. Channing Tatum is in it. What do you know about that? Has that been finished?
I don't know too much. I don't know too much about it.
Hoo-ah! And the makers.
I know he's playing himself in the new Adam Sandler movie, Jack and Jill, in which Adam Sandler plays both a brother and sister.
Really?
It looks extremely silly, but if you like Sandler, it looks funny.
That's disturbing.
Al Pacino plays Sandler's love interest. He plays a woman in the film, yeah.
All right, Kimberlyn, what's the name of this movie?
American Pie.
American Pie. That's actually a pretty good guess. Not the right guess, though. Thank you for the try. Larry in Lincoln, California, what do you think it is?
Weird Science.
It is Weird Science. You got it. You win. Hold on just a second. Number one movie this week in 1985, Weird Science.